Required lender notices. RESPA disclosures. RESPA disclosures at the time of application. RESPA requires that borrowers receive several disclosures during the loan process. These disclosures inform the borrower about the settlement costs associated with the mortgage transaction, outline lender servicing and escrow account responsibilities, and identify business relationships between settlement service providers. At the time of application, application is defined as the submission of a borrower's financial information in anticipation of a credit decision relating to a federally related mortgage loan, which shall include the borrower's name, the borrower's monthly income, the borrower's social security number to obtain a credit report, the property address, an estimate of the value of the property, the mortgage loan amount sought, and any other information deemed necessary by the loan originator. An application may either be in writing or electronically submitted, including a written record of an oral application. An application includes the following six pieces of information: property address, estimated value, name of the borrower, social security number, income, loan amount, servicing disclosure statement. Remember the requirements with the acronym PENCIL. P, property address. E, estimated value. N, name of the borrower. S, social security number. I, income. L, loan amount. S, servicing disclosure statement. A mortgage loan originator who receives an application for a federally related mortgage loan is required to disclose to the borrower at the time of application or within 3 business days after its submission whether the servicing of the loan may be assigned, sold, or transferred. A written acknowledgement that the applicant has read and understood the disclosure, evidenced by the signature of the applicant. The disclosure may be sent by hand delivery, or if the applicant agrees, by fax, email, or other electronic means. Final RESPA TILA integrated disclosures. On November 20, 2013, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau released the 1,888-page final RESPA TILA integrated disclosures rule. The final rule mandates the use of 2 disclosures, the 3-page loan estimate, which replaced the good faith estimate, GFE, and the initial truth in lending disclosure, and the 5-page closing disclosure, which replaced the HUD1 and final truth in lending disclosure. These new forms are designed to provide disclosures that help consumers to understand the key features, costs, and risks of the mortgage for which they are applying. Scope of the final rule. The rule applies to most closed-end consumer mortgages. The rule does not apply to home equity lines of credit or reverse mortgages, mortgages secured by a mobile home or by a dwelling that is not attached to real property, that is, land, loans made by a creditor who makes 5 or fewer mortgages in a year. Effective date. The final rule was effective on October 3, 2015. The final rule applies to transactions for which the creditor or mortgage broker receives an application on or after that date. The loan estimate form. Pursuant to the final rule, the new loan estimate, ELE, form replaced the GFE form and the initial TILA disclosures and included some new disclosures. The loan estimate form must be provided by either the mortgage broker or creditor upon receipt of an application by a mortgage broker. Without regard to who provides the loan estimate form, the creditor will remain responsible for ensuring that the borrower receives the loan estimate form with all of the required information within the specified time period. The creditor or broker must give the form to the consumer no later than 3 business days after the consumer applies for a mortgage loan. If a consumer submits an application, the requirement to provide the loan estimate is triggered. With the exception of fees for a creditor to obtain a consumer's credit report, the creditor may not charge a consumer any fees until after the consumer has been given the loan estimate form. Creditors and other persons may provide consumers with written estimates, fees worksheet, prior to application. The rule requires that any such written estimates contain a disclaimer to prevent confusion with the loan estimate form. This disclaimer is required for advertisements. The closing disclosure form. The closing disclosure, CD form, replaced the HUD one, which was designed by HUD under RESPA. It also replaces the revised truth in lending disclosure, designed by the board under TILA. The rule and the official interpretations, on which creditors and other persons can rely, contain detailed instructions as to how each line on the closing disclosure form should be completed. The closing disclosure form contains additional new disclosures required by the Dodd-Frank Act and a detailed accounting of the settlement transaction. The creditor must ensure that the consumer receives the closing disclosure form at least 3 business days before the consumer closes the loan. If the creditor makes certain significant changes between the time the closing disclosure form is given and the closing, specifically, if the creditor makes changes to the APR above 1/8% for most loans and 1/4% for loans with irregular payments or periods, changes the loan product, or adds a prepayment penalty to the loan, the consumer must be provided a new form and an additional 3 business day waiting period after receipt of the new form. Less significant changes can be disclosed on a revised closing disclosure form provided to the consumer at or before closing without delaying the closing. The creditor is responsible for delivering the closing disclosure form to the consumer, but creditors may use settlement agents to provide the closing disclosure, provided that they comply with the final rule's requirements for the closing disclosure. The final rule acknowledges settlement agents' long-standing involvement in the closing of real estate and mortgage loan transactions, as well as their preparation and delivery of the HUD-1. The final rule avoids creating uncertainty regarding the role of settlement agents and also leaves sufficient flexibility for creditors and settlement agents to arrive at the most efficient means of preparation and delivery of the closing disclosure to consumers. The final rule continues restrictions regarding the circumstances in which consumers can be required to pay higher closing costs than those included in their loan estimate form. Generally, after issuing a loan estimate form to a consumer, a creditor cannot increase the creditor's or mortgage broker's charges for its services. Charges for services provided by an affiliate of the creditor or mortgage broker. Charges for services for which the creditor or mortgage broker does not permit the consumer to shop. And a charge of more than 10% for services for which the creditor or mortgage broker does permit the consumer to shop. The exceptions include, for example, situations when the consumer asks for a change, the consumer chooses a service provider that was not identified by the creditor. Information provided at application was inaccurate or has become inaccurate. The loan estimate expires. When an exception applies, the creditor generally must provide an updated loan estimate form within 3 business days. Disclosures before settlement/closing occurs. Initial escrow account statement. Regulation X requires the initial escrow settlement statement must be provided at settlement or within 45 calendar days of settlement. The servicer shall conduct an escrow account analysis before establishing an escrow account to determine the amount the borrower shall deposit into the escrow account. After conducting the escrow account analysis for each escrow account, the servicer shall submit an initial escrow account statement to the borrower at settlement or within 45 calendar days of settlement for escrow accounts that are established as a condition of the loan. The initial escrow account statement shall include the amount of the borrower's monthly mortgage payment and the portion of the monthly payment going into the escrow account, and shall itemize the estimated taxes, insurance premiums, and other charges that the servicer reasonably anticipates to be paid from the escrow account during the escrow account computation year, and the anticipated disbursement dates of those charges. The initial escrow account statement shall indicate the amount that the servicer selects as a cushion. The statement shall include a trial running balance for the account. Record retention requirements for the TILA-RESPA rule. The creditor must retain copies of the closing disclosure and all documents related to the closing disclosure for 5 years after consummation. The creditor or servicer, if applicable, must retain the post-consummation escrow cancellation notice, escrow closing notice, and the post-consummation partial payment policy disclosure for 2 years. For all other evidence of compliance with the integrated disclosure provisions of Regulation Z, including the loan estimate, creditors must maintain records for 3 years after consummation of the transaction, disclosures after settlement, notice of transfer, loan servicing. When the servicing of a federally related mortgage loan is assigned, sold, or transferred, the transfer servicer, present servicer, must provide a disclosure not less than 15 days before the effective date of the transfer. The same notice from the transferee servicer, new servicer, must be provided not more than 15 days after the effective date of the transfer. Both notices may be combined into one notice delivered to the borrower not less than 15 days before the effective date of the transfer. The disclosure must include the effective date of the transfer of servicing, the name, address for consumer inquiries, and toll-free or collect call telephone number of the transferee servicer. A toll-free or collect call telephone number for a person employed by the transferer servicer that can be contacted by the borrower to answer servicing transfer questions. The date on which the transfer servicer will cease accepting payments relating to the loan, and the date on which the transferee servicer will begin to accept such payments. These dates must either be the same or consecutive dates. Any information about the effect of the transfer on the availability of optional insurance and any action the borrower must take to maintain coverage. A statement that the transfer does not affect any other terms or conditions of the mortgage, except as related directly to servicing. During the 60-day period beginning on the date of transfer, no late fee can be imposed on a borrower who has made a timely payment to the wrong servicer. The following transfers are not considered an assignment, sale, or transfer of mortgage loan servicing for purposes of this requirement if there is no change in the payee, address to which payment must be delivered, account number, or amount of payment due. Transfer between affiliates. Transfers resulting from mergers or acquisitions of servicers or subservicers. Transfers between master servicers, when the subservicer remains the same. Servicers must respond to borrower's inquiries. A servicer must respond to a borrower's qualified written inquiry and take appropriate action within established timeframes after receipt of the inquiry. Generally, the servicer must provide written acknowledgement within 20 business days and take specific actions within 60 business days of receipt of such inquiry. During this period, following receipt of a qualified written request from a borrower relating to a disputed payment, a servicer may not provide information on any overdue payment, or relating to this period, or the qualified written request, to any consumer reporting agency. Annual escrow account statement. A servicer shall submit to the borrower an annual statement for each escrow account within 30 days of the completion of the computation year. The servicer must conduct an escrow account analysis before submitting an annual escrow account statement to the borrower. Annual escrow account statements must contain the account history, projections for the next year, current mortgage payment and portion going to escrow, amount of last year's mortgage payment, and the portion going to escrow. Total amount paid into the account during the past year. Amount paid from the account. Balance at the end of the period. Explanation of how the surplus, shortage, or deficiency is being handled. And, if applicable, the reasons why the estimated low monthly balance was not reached.